Blog Talk Radio.
Shows and counting this evening, and we're going to keep going because we are the animals' voices and we must be heard. Without us, they don't stand a chance, and their lives will get worse and the problems worse, and we don't want to see that. We want the animals to live in comfort, peace, dignity, respect, and that's what they also deserve. There are animals out there that do get treated with love and care and peace, but then there's the ones out there that are abused, neglected, and it's sad out there where it's happening. So we got to be their voice, take that action, head for those laws, because that's where the changes come in, okay? So please, you know, get a hold of your state representative and senators. I give out this number because, you know, I have it in my contacts, but please put it in your contacts. Make your voice heard. You know, you can be polite and professional about it. Any issue you have, area code 202-224-3121. And that's, and if you give the zip code, and it'll connect you with your state rep or senator. During business hours, Monday through Friday, after hours and weekends, you can leave a voicemail and you know, connect with your representatives and let them know how you feel. See if you can be a bill creator and get a draft in, get it approved, and it's right in legislation to get voted on. So be a part of the laws out there, because if we don't take action, everyone, you know, nothing changes, and changes don't happen on its own. We got to push harder. So if you want to see change, we got to take action. No questions asked, because, you know, if we look the other way, if we ignore it, it's not going to change the next day because of that. So please be a voice for the animals, because they're defenseless, they're helpless, voiceless, and innocent. So be their voice. And then the animals especially thank us when their lives and futures, you know, change for the better. They can't tell us, but we know from the changes of any photos or, you know, videos or how they're living. You know, we might not see them, but they'll know themselves. Hey, my life is better, and I'm doing the happy dance because I'm living in a better, you know, environment and with safety and, you know, away from fear and anxiety, and abuse and neglect. because they are crimes out there, and we got to make sure the crimes, they get punished because it's not right. You know, the animals have to pay the price. But I just want to go over a couple things here. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. But I want to welcome all you new listeners out there that's listening in. You can feel free to call in later in the show, and I'll give that number. It is the same number every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. You can also use Skype. The guest call-in is, or not guest, I'm sorry, the listeners, 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue. Press 1 to inform me that you have a question or comment for the guest, and try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And all these shows are archived, and so you can go and listen 24/7. And also, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. It was Marty Oakley's website. Rest in peace, Marty Oakley. She passed away April 1st, and we all miss her very sadly. She was on the TS Radio Network, where Voices Carry for Animals first originated in June of 2014 to March of 2018, and she helped me get Animal Advocates Radio together from the March of 2018, the 164th show up to current. So Marty will never forget about you. Rest in peace. And will always, I mean, she was a great team player. She was a great friend, and we're never going to forget her. But anyway, give a big shout-out to Gary Bowden, reader and producer of All About Animals Radio. He's also on Facebook and Twitter. He's awesome team player. He's in the UK, and he's getting that All About Animals Radio together. We work together as a team. And keep it up, Gary Bowden, because you're rocking the animals world out there. And that's what we need to do for positive changes, because we are strength in numbers, and that's coming from the mama cat. She always tells me that, or the power in numbers, and that's so true. But I want to bring my guest on tonight. It's her first time. Her name is Dr. A. Michelle Gonzalez. She's a DVM, MS, veterinary for scenic psychology, can't say that word right, host on Animal Welfare Junction, a new podcast, everyone, that just came out this year. And I was calling her a fireball and a powerhouse, because she is. I mean, look, you should see all she does. I mean, it's amazing. But anyway, our topic tonight is going to be Dr. Gonzalez and her new podcast, Animal Well Junction. I'm going to call her Dr. G for short. She's out there, you know, working hard. She's also a board member of the Ohio Animal Advocates, which is an animal advocacy group that works with legislation for animal welfare and education. So I'm going to want to welcome her aboard, because this, we're going to be rocking the airways, everyone, again. So get your seatbelts on, because we're going to be jamming. But welcome, Dr. G, to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. How are you this evening? So honored to have
you
on here.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. You know, it won't be the last, because once we connect and get all the, you know, with all the radio podcasts out there, get the exposure out there, the awareness, and the more the better. And congratulations on your new podcast. I know you're happy and everything. And like I do with Gary Bound of All About Animal Radio, we you know, connect each other with guests. And I say, hey, spread the word. He always says, oh, I stole some of your guests again. I go, I don't care. They're yours too, okay? It's not all mine, because I'm not in it, you know, for competition. I'm in it for change out there for the animals. But anyway, you go ahead and, if you would, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and then we'll go into Animal Welfare Junction podcast. How's that? Go ahead. You're live and
absolutely.
On the air.
Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, I'm that kid that when I was really little, I just knew what I wanted to do. I always said I wanted to be a veterinarian, and I was lucky enough that I was able to grow up and follow my passion, follow my dream. So I went into veterinary school at The Ohio State University, graduated with a class of 99. I did an internship in the University of Missouri, and then I started working in general practice. And while working in general practice, I recognized that there was a huge issue with a lack of affordable and accessible care, especially spay-neuter care. So I started looking at ways to provide sterilization services, high-quality, high-volume sterilization, back when that was not really a big thing. So I founded the Rascal Unit, which is a mobile, affordable, accessible, high-quality sterilization clinic that travels throughout the state of Ohio. And shelter medicine and forensic medicine kind of go hand in hand, because the shelters, animal control officers, they're the ones that tend to end up with the cruelty cases. And I have to say, I've always been a fan of crime shows and police shows and all that stuff. And when I found out that there was a thing called veterinary forensics, I was like, this is like perfection for me. It's like criminology and veterinary medicine. I can be like a dog police type thing. So University of Florida was offering a master's degree in veterinary forensics. I jumped right on that, and I graduated from that in 2017. And I've been able to work with both local groups within Ohio as well as national groups like Humane Society of the United States in animal cruelty and neglect cases. One of the things that I thought was important was not just the fact of we need to help these animals, but understanding why people hurt animals. So I enrolled in the Southern New Hampshire University's Master's in Forensic Psychology program, and I graduated from that early last year. And that gave me a pretty good insight into kind of why people do things that they do and the importance of therapy in preventing recidivism. Especially in hoarding cases. And then I'm currently doing a master's in forensic science because I think that there's still quite a bit of growth that veterinary forensics can do. So I'm studying forensic science to learn what else we can offer these animals in the forensic setting. And here I am. I work, my main job, my main gig is a high-volume sterilization surgeon. And then my side hustle, as my 17-year-old calls it, is veterinary forensics, helping humane societies bring justice for animals.
Oh, you are awesome. I'll tell you, Dr. Z, you are rocking the animals world for sure. I mean, it's so impressive what you do and what you've done. You know, keep it up, because, you know, all the animals deserve that. They deserve the best care and attention. And, you know, all the ones that we know our pets at home are in good homes, but there's so many out there that aren't. Look, all the homeless cats and dogs. And I know you've heard all about this high inflation going on, that it's a lot of families are filling up the shelters because they can't afford them anymore, you know, or they're just abandoning them on the streets. We got some issues here, and it needs to be on the, I mean, right in the spotlight, because who pays the price? The animals, you know. So, and if there's more low-cost, you know, vet care, that would help out also, you know, because we all know all the pet food's gone up, the veterinarian costs have gone up, the surgeries have gone up, food, gas, rent, property insurance, you know, property taxes, and they're squeezing the life out of people, and it's terrible. You know, they're filling up the shelters, they're getting more, you know, euthanized out there. They don't stand a chance, so something's got to give. Or can you imagine in 2030 or 20 or 2040, 2050, I don't even know if I'm going to be here. It doesn't look good, okay? But I'm looking at them as like, we need control in this world. We need some oversight. We need some, you know, limits here, because it seems like everything's out of control. you know. So whatever you're doing, you're a positive light in such a dark world. And please keep it up, because the animals deserve it. You know, they're innocent. And what they're doing is like, what's going on here, you know? And it's a lot of price gouging, too, because I've had so many in this area, you know, with with their pets saying, I can't believe how much pet food's gone up, or, you know, and it's, I go, oh, I know, you know, or they tell me about their visits to take them there, and it's so high in the surgeries. I know one of my friend trying to keep their St. Bernard alive was like $20,000, and the lady and the friend's friend wouldn't do nothing about it. And it was all their fault. And then it's like, oh, my goodness, you know. So there are good, you know, veterinarians out there, just like everything else. You know, there's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession. And we got to delete the bad and get them, you know, bring it to the good. Bring the negative into the positive. You know, because it's a very dark world out there, and something needs to be done, because these animals from all areas need help, you know. And I do these podcasts, and I listen, and I pay attention, and it's like, why can't these animals get their rights? You know, they're getting their rights ignored, and just farm animals. I mean, companion, wild. And what you're doing, you are a positive light in this world, and all you're doing, Dr. G, because that means so much, what you're doing. Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what we're trying to do is make it affordable, because our goal is to keep pets in their home, right? Somebody's inability to pay high costs for a pet should not keep that pet from being homeless or being euthanized in a shelter. And people, even low-income individuals, should have the right to have a pet, because there's way too many animals in shelters. So it's not like there's too many homes for all these animals. There's a lack of homes. So I'd rather a pet have a loving home, have a family that cares for them and everything else, and then help them with the, you know, their vaccine, their preventive care, with whatever we can help them, just so that we can keep these animals in their homes and keep them off the shelters. Because sending them to shelters also, it burdens the shelters. We work with a lot of humane societies and a lot of what we would call dog pounds that have so many animals that they can barely take care of it. And then we get into the concept of euthanizing because of space, which it hurts the staff, the volunteers, everybody that works in these shelters to have to euthanize animals just because they don't have the room. So by helping people keep their animals at home, we're also helping the shelters by not burdening them with more animals that they can properly take care of.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, another thing is adopt, don't shop, because, you know, help save lives out there. And they utilize all ages, you know, and it's sad because, you know, hey, if it's overcrowded, we've got 3 days. And a big shout-out to all these cross posters out there to help save lives and everything on social media to get them to safety or adopted or – Or, you know, you can even foster out there. You know, spay and neuter your pets, please, because they do have low-cost spay and neuter. You know, we got to be a part of the problem, or I'm sorry, part of the solutions, not the ongoing problems. You know, because this thing is like a revolving door that doesn't stop. You know, millions of animals get put down a year, euthanized, in America. So everyone, please think about that. We can't keep having this going year after year, decade after decade, because these animals, they don't, the dogs and cats, they don't really get to live a long life anyway. And the life they do, let's keep them alive and enjoy it, you know, because they're our furry loved ones when they come in our house, you know, and what's going on out there, it's sad. You know, it's like, let's make it decrease, not stay the same or increase. You know, please, man, go to your local animal shelter. You know, meet your new furry best friend, your new loved one or loved ones, because they do keep your life up, not down. You know, there are there, I know one thing, the ones lost in this household, when they have, you know, passed away, it feels the same as when you lose a loved one, you know, whether it's a mother, father, brother, sister, whatever there. And so they deserve love and care and attention. And Dr. G, what you're doing out there, you know, you do so much. I don't know, see how you do it all, but you're a positive, I mean, you're a shining star up there for them. Keep it up.
Thank you.
But I wanted to, I wanted to get into your new podcast, and a big congratulations on that, on Animal Welfare Junction. If you would tell the audience a little bit about it. I was trying to go through today and listen to some of your show today, and you're doing a great job. You know, you're awesome voice out there. And but your podcast, you can tell the audience, you know, how you got started on that, how, you know, to get to it. And please spread the word, everyone, because she's out there working hard, and please give her your support. And I've shared it all over, you know, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And, hey, get the word out there, because it's worth listening to, bringing in education and awareness and, hey, the step for all of us to take action, because that's the key. But go ahead, Dr. G, and tell us about your new podcast. I'm giving you a standing ovation, okay? Because I know I was
happy
when I started
the support
on mine.
I
was happy doing
I've
the happy
always
dance.
Believed
Go
in
ahead.
So I've always believed in education. I think that there are two reasons why people don't do what's right for their animals. One is that they don't know, and another one is they don't care, right? So the people that don't care, there's not much that we can do about it. The apathy, those people are not necessarily going to change. But there's a majority of people that don't do what's right because they just don't know. They're uneducated. And if somebody's ignorant about something, they're usually willing to take that information in and do what's right for their animals. So I've always been a big believer in education. I'm also kind of opinionated, and I like to state my opinions. So I've been bugged for a while with people saying, oh, you should get a podcast. And I've always thought, no, that sounds like too much work. I don't think I have the time. I don't think I can do it. And people have been bugging me. So then I finally decided to look into it and see what it takes. And then I realized that it wasn't too big a deal. So I decided to start the podcast this year. And the reason I called it the Animal Welfare Junction is because it's a lot of disciplines coming together for the welfare of animals. Because I'm a veterinarian, I do forensics, but I by myself cannot do everything that it takes to help animals that are in cruelty and neglect situations. So an animal control officer needs to be present to help with that part of the investigation. The DAs have to be present, right? So there's a lot of people that come together for the benefit of the animal. So the whole idea of the Animal Welfare Junction, again, is to bring all these disciplines and then to talk about all different things that are related to animal welfare. So there's a little bit of true crime in it, in that we will discuss some cases of animal hoarding, some hard cases to listen to, like bestiality and sexual assault of animals, but then also some more happier topics, such as rabbit care and wildlife welfare. So it's a combination of a lot of different things, and I am always open for people's suggestions and people's questions, because the podcast is not for me to just hear myself talk. The podcast is to educate the community. So the community needs to let me know what they want to hear about, and then I'll do my best to get as many professionals that are involved in those cases and in those situations to help me. I did a podcast on wildlife welfare, which I know very little about. So I got the Ohio Wildlife Center people, the Scram people. So they all got together to talk with me about wildlife welfare, right? So I know that I'm not an expert in everything. I am very aware of what I know and what I don't know. So I bring people in that can complement the information that I don't have, so that we can give the best information possible to the listeners.
That's awesome. You know, that is just, it's so inform. You're so informative, and you impress me. I mean, all the way. And I look at it as like, hey, we can't do this alone. We talked about that earlier, Dr. D. It's better. We are stronger and better together, you know, if we all come together as one and work together. You know, don't go on no ego trips. You know, we're in this for the animals, okay? And that's what matters, because if we don't help change their lives, it's only going to get worse, so you have a choice out there. And the more attention it gets, the more in the spotlight, the education, awareness, the better. You know, keep spreading the word to your, you know, families, your husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, neighbors, coworkers, on social media. You know, press that share button, because it go viral. I don't care what you know, a social media site, because once you press share, it goes out to a news feed. You know, so, hey, you can tell, hey, listen to this podcast, Animal Welfare Junction, or, hey, Animal Advocates Radio, or All About Animals Radio. And they're getting the word out there and to listen, because if you ignore it and do nothing, nothing changes, and who suffers? The animals. And we don't want that. We want to get the word out there. We're in the spotlight. We want to focus on it and get it fixed, because it's up to us to do it. And for, you know, animals that's not even born yet, protect them, you know. So, but what I want to ask you on your podcast there, Dr. G, is there certain days it's on, or times you can give that out to the audience and bring more in? Because I know I'm going to tell more people about you, you know, whether it's friends or whatever, and advocates, and put it in groups and send it to pages. And, you know, hey, the more increasing it goes, the better. That's why I tell my, you know, the audience out there, the listeners, like, hey, I'd love to have all you listeners, but let's go the one foot in the right direction and take that action. That's where we're going to see the change at, because we can all talk behind on this radio platform all we want to, or behind four walls, or on the phone, or, you know, at gatherings. But if we don't take action, guess what? We're only spinning our wheels and wasting our time and energy. So all of us have a choice to use our voice out there. Animals' lives do matter, every one of them. So, but Dr. G, I'm going to, I think I got some calls coming in, okay? If you want to take some calls. But if just give the audience your website to your your podcast. Go ahead before I take any calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so people can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page called the Animal Welfare Junction, and the podcast is available on pretty much every podcast service provider by just searching the Animal Welfare Junction. We have a website that is forensics.vet, and we put the newer episodes and some blogs. The website is still in its early creation, so it still has a long way to go. But I do my best to release podcasts every Thursday at 9 a.m. Sometimes it gets a little bit delayed. Sometimes it gets a little bit ahead if we're trying to promote a group's, whether it be that they're having an event or something like that. So, but for the most part, Thursdays at 9 a.m., there should be a new episode airing.
Oh, that's great. Yes, and I want to go back and listen to your show today that you had, because they're archived, right? They're all archived, like this one right here. That is awesome, because, you know, in case you miss it, or, you know, or if you're late, you can always go back. Just, you know, like on these, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, search Voices Carry for Animals, or Debbie Dahmer on the PPJ Gazette, the same. And hers is going to be archived on her website. So, you know, check it out. Say, oh, I want to listen to her, you know, or I missed it. And, hey, you can always go back. And that's, I love that they can do that, because I was telling you earlier when I tagged this, my shows on Twitter, and a big thank you to all of Twitter and Facebook and who's helped me out, the big pages and the groups and followers and friends. Hey, it takes teamwork all the way, okay? But thank you for all helping me out. Big Animal pages on Twitter and Fans of Animal Rights on Facebook. I mean, this list is great, and when I tag them, Dr. G, you know, we're not all on social media at the same time of days. So once I tag them, they'll get it, and I see my show being shared over the weekend till the next week, you know, here and there, not all the time. And I'm like, I'm glad those are archived, because if they wasn't, they couldn't listen. So that's a big plus there. Yes.
Yep.
And also,
absolutely,
on Voices Care for Animal Support Group, everyone, I have on in the featured of the Tonight Show, Animal Advocates Radio Voices Care for Item number 395, Animal Welfare Junction. I have links to all her, you know, the radios, her podcast, and her for Phoenix Vet, Ohio Animal Advocates, Rescue Unit. That's another thing you could bring up too, Dr. G. And so if you have it, you know, if you want some of the links, they're right in there, okay? So you can visit and share them and check it out how you can help out, because that means so much. But I'm going to, if you're ready for calls here, I'm ready, so.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Okay, let's do it up. Okay, area code 989, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for Dr. G? Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. G. This is Beth Frank. And
hey,
I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for everything you do. You're an awesome veterinarian, animal advocate in person. We need more people like you. And like Debbie said, you rock.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Beth. And thank you for everything that you do for cats. I mean, you are a voice for the cats. So thank you so much.
I appreciate
and
supporting cats, too.
Yeah, Beth, and I want to really thank you, because you're the one that hooked me up, got me connected with Dr. G. And I can't thank you enough, and everyone. Beth Frank has been a guest on here several times for Community Cats United, and I want to invite you back on there, Beth. Well, I'll get with you on later on that, okay? But
okay.
I can't thank you enough for, you know, connecting us, because, hey, that's teamwork, too. I have so many former guests that have, you know, connected me with somebody. Hey, this will be a great guest on your show. You know, give me their name, and then I go from there, and I connect with them. But thank you, Beth, for all you're doing for them community cats. You know, that's awesome, and looking forward to having you back on air. You know, so keep it up.
And I'm glad we could help get Dr. G out there, because people need to hear her and what she has to say.
Yes, definitely.
I
agree.
All the things to say. Yeah. No, I mean, I know with Beth, because I do a lot with TNR. Like, I'm a big TNR advocate. It's the best way to, like, the safest and most humane way to help community cats. So I really appreciate her support in helping community animals, both in Ohio and outside of Ohio. So I really thank you for everything you do and for your support with the Rascal Unit and everything that we do.
And maybe the next thing, Dr. G, you could look into is cloning, because we sure could use more of you.
Agreed, totally. Yes, definitely. Hey, if we had thousands more like you, this world would be a better place to live.
Absolutely.
I mean, for humans and animals.
I would need to clone my staff, too, because I cannot,
yeah,
you know, a big shout-out to my staff, because I cannot do this alone, right? I need my staff to do it with me. So a big shout-out to my techs, my managers, and my assistants, because without them, I cannot do everything that I do. You know, everybody has to take a step back. I have, you know, we talked about egos, and I have a big ego, and I think that I'm really good at what I do, but I also know and understand what the greatness that everybody else around me brings. So, you know, everybody comes together to help the animals within the Rascal Unit or within the rescue organizations that I work. You know, when I work with HSQS, everybody works together. So everybody just has to, you know, understand the greatness that they bring and understand the greatness that everybody else brings and work together so that we can do more for the animals.
I agree totally. And a big shout out to your staff. I mean, they, you know, every effort counts out there. You know, teamwork wins, or, you know, teamwork rocks, teamwork wins, everyone. And it's a human chain reaction to take action for the animals. And just don't sit back and just listen to what's going on. Be a part of the solutions, not the ongoing problems. Help make them a better lives for them and futures, because they so well deserve. You know, our animals are so awesome anyway. And I had asked a question on Facebook one time, I remember. It says, don't you wish all humans were like animals? And I had that thing go off like 1,000 likes, okay? yes. And so, you know, it takes all of us to make a difference. You know, pitch in, do whatever you need to do. You know, and then you'll feel good about it, and then you want to keep going. Because I know when I see the victories come in, you know, and I've had them on interviewed, I don't take the credit because it took all of us, okay? It takes all of us.
Yep.
And that's what it is. And it keeps me going. It inspires me to go more because I know I'm not spinning my wheels. So when something happens, if I'm part of it or I'm not and it happens, and getting the word out there, everyone, that's the main thing. And recruit more people in to take that action. Because once them, you know, the more power we have, the strength in numbers, and that's on the Community Cats United. I know Mama Cat, you know, started, you know, telling me that, and I said, you are absolutely right, power in numbers. You know, get out there, and we need all of your help, okay? Because once we do, and, hey, things are going to change. But, Beth, you can stay online. I got another caller. And I can't thank you enough, Beth, for getting us connected, me and myself and Dr. G, and you calling in. That just added put the icing on the cake, okay? This is wonderful. Okay, area code 719, you are live and on the air, and I know who this is. This is the Mama Cat. What's your ears burning? Mama Cat. What are you doing?
Hey, Daddy, what's up?
Hey, thanks for calling in. I got Beth on the air. I know you've been listening. This is wonderful. Yep, meow.
I know. And I'd like to say something, just a little something about Beth Frank. She doesn't get near enough accolade for all that she does. And Beth is a diehard animal advocate, mostly for the cats, but for others as well. And she worked her tail off trying to keep shelters accountable and, you know, bringing things into the light that are mostly kept in the dark. And so I just want to say I've been working with Beth for almost 10 years. I love her to death, and she does a lot. And hi, Beth. How you doing?
Thank you, Ray. Mama Cat.
But for Michelle, I'm in my area. I'm in Colorado, and I have so many people that are dropping out of PNR, and the reason is we have a shortage of vets that will do spay and neuter on feral cats, and even our shelter, you can only bring a couple cats at a time in there. And, you know, with as many people as we have doing TNR still, the slots get filled, you know, within the first 5 minutes. And so, you know, I don't understand why these shelters are getting all these donations and all this money for programs to do TNR, but yet the burden of the cost still lays on the people that are doing the TNR. Like me, when I do TNR, I don't go to the shelter to get them done because I know by the time I get there, there's not going to be any room. And I usually have 15, 20 cats at a time. And then, you know, to try and take two here, two there, it's just been very difficult. Do you see that same issue where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that one of the biggest problems is that the veterinary shortage is a real problem, and it's a real problem everywhere. And then we're not only having a veterinary shortage, but then we're having an even greater shortage of high-quality, high-volume sterilization veterinarians. It's, even though it's not a specialty in its own, it's kind of a specialized field, because to get a surgery done in an efficient manner in a short period of time, it takes a lot of training, it takes a lot of time and experience. So we are seeing a lack of veterinarians that are able to do that and that are willing to do that. So I think that that's what is really truly affecting TNR efforts. Veterinarians in general practice are, of course, giving their priorities to the clients, the regular pet owners, and then unfortunately rescues and TNR groups are falling by the wayside. One of the things that we are doing at the Rascal Unit is we have created a mentorship program in which we are trying to do our best to educate as many first, second, third year students, veterinary students, in high quality, high volume sterilization, so that when they graduate, we hope that they will go into shelter work or into high volume sterilization. But even if they go into a general practice, these are going to be veterinarians that can whip out 20 to 30 surgeries at least in a day. So even if it's working at a general practice, hopefully it will help alleviate some of the struggle with finding a veterinarian to do sterilizations. And then with high efficiency comes the ability to do lower cost. Because realistically, if a veterinary clinic is only doing a couple of surgeries in a day, they do have to charge $600 or more. Because if you think about it, that has to cover for all of their expenses, their overhead expenses, their salaries, their staff, the medications. So we are able to charge very little because we're doing between 30 and 50 surgeries in a day. If you take the number of surgeries that we're doing and divided by 10, realistically, then you would have to times 10 what we are charging to have the same end of day. So I don't think that necessarily veterinarians are price gouging as much as they need to become a little bit more efficient so that they can do more with their time. And then as a result of that, then the prices can start coming down on surgical procedures.
Right. I have a vet here in town that my personal vet, and he, you know, he's got a huge, busy practice, and he doesn't do feral cats. He's told me, you know, many, many times. But when I have a feral cat that's injured or I need it spayed or whatever, all I do is I call him up and he'll bring me in the back way of his clinic. And he does my spay and neuters for me for free. And I do one fundraiser a year. It goes the whole year. And then in February, I collect the money from that fundraiser and I give it all to him because he far, you know, puts way more money into my cats than that. But other than him, I mean, it's just been difficult. There's no vet other than him, and I'm not going to give his name because, you know, that I can find to do feral cats unless you take them to the shelter or to, we have a place called Hamlet Spay and Neuter, and they will do a couple feral cats a day as well. But it just seems instead of it getting easier, now that everybody knows what the deal is with community cats, I mean, people can't say that spay and neuter is not the answer. We all know that is the answer, other than people not dumping their cats. But, you know, I started out in TNR because I bought a house that had a bunch of cats. And I called the Humane Society, and I got educated. And I had 21 cats. 19 of them were female. Every one of them was pregnant and a couple really happy boys. And it took me 4 years to socialize all those cats and get them into homes. But my colony is every single one of them was put into a home, not back out on the street. Well, they were on the street, you know, till I socialized. And I understand people don't have the time to do that always. But TNR is the answer. I just wish I could find, you know, like you're saying, a big clinic once a week or once every couple weeks or something in our area, because the problem's only getting worse. And little people like me, we can't afford to keep footing the bill for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, overpopulation is a huge problem. I mean, even if we get a lot of veterinarians, high-volume veterinarians, it's going to take a while before we get to a state of balance, just because the balance has been off for so long. So, I mean, all I have to say is that everybody needs to keep working and not get disillusioned by the fact that we cannot help everybody right now. We can help as many as we can,
right,
and then keep moving forward and keep thinking positively, because if we just think, you know, throw our hands in the air and say, well, this is not getting anywhere, I'm just, you know, sipping out of a huge amount of water and not threading anything, There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but we have to work together to make that happen. And I think some colleges of veterinary medicine, I know Ohio State is doing a great job at helping students understand they have the spectrum of care. So they're helping students understand that there are different levels that people can afford and different things that different people can do. So it's meeting people halfway, offering what needs to be offered, but getting off this idea of the gold standard of care that just makes people feel that they're bad owners and they cannot offer everything to their pets, right? Just helping people within their means and helping the animals within the means of the people, so that we can just help as many animals and people as possible.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, and Dr. G, Beth, and Mama Cat, which, how many cats are you looking out after? 115 of them on the
105
colonies? That's why I
right
call
now.
Her Mama Cat. How much? How many?
105.
105. They give her a standing ovation when they see her bringing the food and water.
I bet.
But she's been a former guest on her several times, you know, with Beth and everything. And her profile picture is, you know, with the whiskers and stuff. That's why I call her Mama Cat. 105 cats. Yeah, they run towards her. They love her, you know. She's helping them out. You know, she shows them the care and the love they need. And that's what all animals should get treated like. Thank you, Mama Cat, for all you do. And also you, Beth, Community Cats United. Check the Facebook page out and the website. See what you can do to help them. You know, give them recognition they need. What's that?
Beth's main group is Trap, Neuter, Return Community. And then the Community Cat United is, there's one page for every state. So it's Community Cats United, Colorado, and so on.
That's awesome. Yes, yeah, so, you know, everyone out there, keep spreading the word, helping them out. Because, you know, these colony cats, their lives matter too. And it's rough on them living out, you know, out there in the wild.
Yeah.
I know a couple months ago I took in approximately a year-old cat or kitten, and, you know, it was so – I can't believe somebody abandoned her. I named her Liberty, brought her in. She thinks she hit the four to Mega Millions, okay, because she's getting so spoiled. I wish I would hit the four to Mega Millions, but, you know, she's happy now. Because my friend that I had her, you know, her daughter was allergic to cats, so she would feed her and get water outside, and her friends with her pit bull couldn't bring the cat in and everything, and she was worried that wildlife would get her or, you know, hit by a car. And she said, asked me, hey, can you put it on social media to help her get home? And I took a carrier over there. I looked. I go, I know who wants her. And she said, Mary said, who? And I said, I do. And named her Liberty. So, you know, she's good. Her and Victory, and you adopted him a couple months ago. And he's like approximately 8 or 9. Found out his owner had handed, you know, gave him to the shelter because she had stage 4 lung cancer. So, you know, now he's in a good home again. You know, I could tell he's been cared for and loved because he wasn't in the shelter that long. you know, his name was Hugs and named him Victory because I love that word victory, you know, goals, liberty.
There you go.
And, yeah, now my cat passed away in January, Justice, and it was so sad. It was like losing, you know, you're losing a furry loved one. So please, everyone, go out there and adopt, don't shop. You know, help save lives out there. These animals so well deserve. You know, so do your part. Put a little love in your heart
and
do your part. Yep.
That's right. Get involved. There's a lot of things people can do.
That's right. Strength in numbers, Mama Cat.
Absolutely.
That's
love is
cheap. That's my tag team
partner. Don't cost nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, the two former guests right here, and I love that when they do that, you know, call in, and I get, you know, some of them get connected, work together, Dr. G. It is awesome, you know, spreading the word, connecting.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. I do. It's so inspiring.
I'm
going
to have to check
inspiring.
Out Dr. G's podcast.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Please do.
I was trying. I was listening to it today a little bit. I want to go back and listen to it. Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I have an episode, a recent episode on community cats and TNR with two people from Ohio that do a lot of TNR work. So, again, it's, you know, I'm talking from the veterinary side, but then I have a rescue group that actually does TNR, and then I have an advocacy group for TNR. So, you know, everybody kind of coming together to help community cats. So it's important. You know, getting cats off the – getting true feral cats and community cats – into shelters, it's actually a futile attempt. We're overburdening shelters. A lot of these cats get euthanized. So it's not a good thing to do. These cats are not homeless. Their home is outside. So if we can get them fixed, get them ear tipped, please, and get them the care that they need, they live amazing lives being outdoors. It's better than living in a cage, living in, you know, in somebody's basement. So,
yeah. We also chip our cats here. All feral cats are chipped and then registered to whatever colony they're in. That way, if they're found somewhere and brought into the shelter, they can be brought back to where they live.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah, Mama Cat, thanks for all you do. I mean, you're rocking the animals. We'll bet this. I mean, all of us together, we can't do it alone, you know, so we got to all work together and do our part, because, hey, the more of us come together, the stronger we get, you know. The louder we bark, the more we're heard.
Right, yep. And so many different animals needing help. I know it sometimes seems like there isn't any light at the end of the tunnel, but podcasts and groups like yours and Beth's and Dr. G's, they do make a difference. You know, they give rescuers or just the little person down on the corner, it does give us hope, you know, that there's help out there and that we are making progress.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. If you compare it to, you know, 5-10 years ago, Mama Cat, yes, we are making progress. It's not going negative. It's going towards the positive, and it can be done, but it's up to us to do it, to take our action and work together. Teamwork all the way.
And COVID,
I believe in teamwork all the way. Yep.
COVID shutdowns didn't help the cats any, you know. So we kind of went backtracking for a year there before our clinic. None of our clinics were even open for a little over a year until they were able to, according to our governor, till they were able to open up for business again. You know, so that set us back, but it didn't deter us. We're still working, and that's all you can do.
You can't give up, because once we give up, we automatically lose, and then the animals lose. So we all have a choice here, you know, to do something, whatever it takes, every effort counts, to make it better for them, comfortable, because they also will deserve.
Everybody... Yep. Everybody counts, you know. You have people that say there's nothing you can do or I don't know what to do. And there's a lot of different ways of helping. Even just liking and sharing something, that helps, right? It just spreads the information. If you can volunteer, that's great. If you can donate something, that's great. And sometimes, you know, spending some time and learning about the different groups. So no effort is too little. Every effort is important and every effort matters. So if you care about animals, you care about animal welfare, and you want to do something to help animals, there's always something. That's why the group that I recently joined, Ohio Animal Advocates, it's an advocacy group, right? And it takes everybody to help and make better laws for these animals and have better resources for these animals. So there are tons and tons of opportunities for people to be able to get involved and help and be a voice for all the animals.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that because it's on Ohio Animal Advocates is also on Facebook, everyone. So all you
yeah.
living in Ohio, hey, check the page. I'll see how you can help and, you know, spread the word. Press that share because that's going in news feed. And other ones see it. Maybe it might skip, you know, three people that don't not interested, but the next three might be, you know, mm-hmm. alert
that's
them.
Right.
Hey, say, hey, we can, yeah. we, you know, we can. You know, we need your help on something. And get involved, please, because, hey, the more of us to get together, the faster the changes, and the faster the animals' lives and futures also change for the better. So we can't give up, everyone. We have to keep strong. Don't, you know, give up. If you need a break, take one, come back refreshed, because it's not going to happen overnight. You know, when I take breaks, I come back, I'm refreshed and stronger and I don't want to stay positive. I want to bring the negative into the positive and you know, go from there. Because once that victory hits, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep going because I'm really influenced now to, hey, let's stay strong, work together, and do our thing. Let's make it happen. And it can happen. So please don't give up, anyone. Animal Advocates, you know, keep it up. Give a big shout out to all of you on all social media because they're working hard out there. You know, take your comments into, you know, letters or emails to your state reps and let your voice be heard because, it's you know, it's you're doing something. You're not just looking the other way or giving up. And that's a fact there. But, ladies, we're down to, like, almost 2.5 minutes here. Dr. G, I can't thank you enough for coming on. This is such an honor. And looking forward to having you come back on again, okay? And then, like
absolutely.
I said, congratulations.
I would love to.
Oh, and congratulations on your podcast. And thank you, Beth, again, for connecting us. Beth Frank for Community Cats United. Mama Cat, thank you so much for calling and being a big part of Voices Carry for Animals. You know, once you come on here, you're part of the Voices Carry for Animals family. And I look at it, I said, hey, let's all work together. Not against each other, together. Let's work with each other, okay, and make us stronger and better because we love those victories. I love doing the victory dance, okay, happy dance. And I know Mama
right.
Cat loves doing the Mama Cat happy dance.
Once you're in the family, there's no getting out of the family.
That's right. Once you're in, you're not going out. You're not leaving.
That's
yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, it may be a hard
road,
but whenever you get that final result, you know, you may be trying something for days, weeks, months, even sometimes for years, but when you get the final result and it happens, it's such a rush. And knowing that you helped, I mean, there's just
yes.
no better feeling. So don't give up because
yes.
it sometimes takes time. It's a long road and it's a hard road. It's not easy, but just don't give up. Just do it because, I mean, it's so fulfilling and it's so worth it.
Yes, right. I thank you so much, Dr. G. It's been, you know, another great show. Mama Cat, you're a big part of this team and you're a great speaker for the animals. You know, take good care of those 105 colony cats. you know, because they look up to you as Mama Cat. I'm Mama Bear and she's Mama Cat. And Beth, you keep it up, what you're doing, and giving you recognition and putting you in the spotlight tonight, okay? Keep it up, Beth.
Oh, God.
Because you got a heart of gold, woman, you know? I'll tell you, keep it up. And but everyone, thank you all for tuning in this evening. Hope you're listening next week. I got to get the guest confirmed, but 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific, listening worldwide. All shows are recorded live and archived. Listen and share 24/7. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Press follow every time there's a new podcast coming up. It will alert you in your email. Voices Carry for Animals on Blog Talk Radio or the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand side. You can Voices Carry for Animals. All the links will pop up and you can follow. So say everyone have a nice and peaceful evening. Mama Cat, are you ready to rock and roll? Paul in hand.
United we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Hey, good night, everyone. Thank you, Dr. G.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Mama Cat. Good night,
thanks.
Everybody.
Bye,
God
Michelle.
Bless you all.
Thank
Bye,
you so
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye, Beth.